thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Radiant viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. For all Astra and Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponders, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Astra at 19.2 degrees east, transponder 1068, frequency 11778, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 92, frequency 12558, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Astra and Hotbird transponders starting September 1st, 2011. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponders. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Astra and Hotbird transponders at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manzhou, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines,
in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Amphoe Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Korea will assist the Democratic Republic of the Congo in reconstruction efforts. In cultural news, Iran plans to publish an encyclopedia on Nowruz, the Persian New Year. In alternative energy news, American scientists find that solar panels help reduce cooling costs. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 25th, is the Independence Day of Uruguay, celebrating its self-rule achieved in 1825. The South American country is situated between Argentina and Brazil, adjacent to the South Atlantic Ocean. Highlighting the nation's scenic forest land and wonderful beaches is the Santa Teresa National Park, a favored tourist destination. The marshlands of the Eastern Biosphere Reserve, containing 10 sanctuaries and habitat for 300 types of birds, is part of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization Man and Biosphere Reserve Program. Famous Uruguayans include esteemed artist Ms. Lydia Buzio, acclaimed writer Jose Enrique Rodo, and distinguished composer Mr. Gerardo Herman Matos Rodriguez. May all kind Uruguayans have a festive Independence Day.
Flying news. Quakes shake the U.S. On Monday night, August 22nd, in the strongest seismic activity since 1967, the western state of Colorado was jolted by a magnitude 5.3 tremor, with tremors that could be felt as far away as Omaha, Nebraska, and San Diego, California. The quake was centered near the southern historic town of Trinidad, where it set off minor rock slides and damaged structures such as chimneys, with the initial quake followed by several aftershocks. Later on Tuesday, a second strong quake in the nation jolted the East Coast, 8 kilometers southwest of Mineral, Virginia.
Measuring 5.8 on the Richter scale, the quake was more severe than any seen in the region for more than a century and could be felt south and north into the Carolinas and New York City, where people fled from downtown buildings. Situated near the capital, Washington, D.C., the tremor prompted the evacuation of the White House and Pentagon, with minor damage that resulted as several pipes burst at the Pentagon and a crack appeared in the iconic Washington Monument. Two nuclear reactors were also shut down as a safety precaution, and trains in several states traveled at reduced speeds as crews made inspections for possible damage. Flights were also delayed at airports including Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, and Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. Although people across the region reported reactions that ranged from confusion to panic, there were fortunately no reports of significant damage or injuries.
Our sincere thanks, all officials and personnel, for your quick response on behalf of public safety, as we pray that such potential disasters are averted through humanity's kinder lifestyles that restore the Earth's stability.
Floods continue to inundate India and Bangladesh. In northeastern India, fresh floods from ongoing monsoons hit Sonitpur district in the state of Assam on Monday morning, August 22nd. Waters from the swollen Giladhari and Yolotor rivers inundated over 20 villages, affecting 2,000 people, although officials said the situation was now under control. In the badly hit district of Damaji, some 3,000 people were still seeking shelter in 5 relief camps as of Tuesday, and parts of the district were still isolated after days of floods. In neighboring Arunachal Pradesh state, residents in several districts were similarly stranded, with residents experiencing acute shortage of essential commodities.
Also in Bangladesh, nearly a million people in the southwest part of the nation were affected by flooding as of Tuesday, including 120,000 displaced due to at least five rivers having burst their banks. Over 100,000 hectares of farmland were inundated in Satkhira district, and many residents from less fortunate backgrounds fled to embankments with no food or shelter. The government announced the establishment of 284 temporary relief centers and the distribution of high-energy biscuits, as well as over 1,500 tons of rice. The UN World Food Program is also assisting some 60,000 affected residents with emergency aid.
Upon first hearing of the extreme conditions in northeastern India, Supreme Master Qinghai had offered $10,000 on July 17th with all her love and sorrowful sympathies. This amount could purchase $139,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the United States based on India's cost of living. With these new updates in Bangladesh, she also requested that our association members please check with local officials in both nations to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate.
We appreciate the efforts of the governments, organizations, and personnel working to help the flood affected, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive support.
Our prayers that such disasters are alleviated as humanity's kinder care of the ecosphere helps restore planetary balance as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Cảm kích cao ân trọng nghìn vàng, tôi sống đời em đẹp trong che chở của người. Mẹ con chàng trai lực lưỡng vạm vỡ như hùng voi, dồn bẹp thân bé nhỏ vào giỏ em rụng rơi, không phương gì chăn trở. Ôi địa ngục nào đây, tràn thế lương trời cao không chưa hết nỗi đau đớn đoạn trường, rằng ngỡ người thương thường nuôi nắng toàn chỉ là bán buôn, mai này thân tan nát thịt xương tôi cực hình, cho người vui hê hà trong tiệc rượu linh đình, con người và con ai tôi chúng thọ đời dài, cho gia đình sum họp khỏi đau đớn như tôi, chúng cả nhà kiếp kiếp được làm người, cho đừng sanh làm lợn nhân phố trà vây hoài.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 517. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
citizens speak out. People in nations such as Brazil, Burkina Faso, Libya, and Yemen continue to unite in calls for their governments to implement reforms that better serve the interests of improved living conditions and opportunities for all fellow country persons.
Brazil, some 70,000 participants, mostly women, joined the March of the Daisies on Wednesday, August 17th, to demand more rights and equal pay for female workers in rural and forest areas, as well as to build a movement intended to benefit all women.
Burkina Faso, with massive anti-government protests that followed the death of student Justin Zongo while in police custody last February, three members of the Burkina Faso police force were sentenced to up to 10 years in prison on Tuesday, August 23rd, for their role in his untimely death.
Libya. In the wake of the revolutionaries' takeover of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's compound on Tuesday, National Transition Council, or NTC leader Mustafa Abdul Jalil, told U.S.-based Wall Street Journal that the council was planning to move from Benghazi to the Libyan capital in the next few days. As Arab leaders called on Libyans to avoid revenge in building a new Libya, Bahrain and Oman become the most recent countries in the international community to convey their support for the National Transition Council's representation of the Libyan people. Meanwhile, CNN senior international correspondent Matthew Chance reported that dozens of foreign journalists who had been detained for 5 days by pro-regime gunmen in the Tripoli hotel where they had been based were freed on Wednesday, with some who wept with relief as they emerged from the building.
Yemen. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Ali Mujawar arrived back in the country as the first senior Yemeni leader to return from Saudi Arabia following a June 3rd attack on the presidential palace. He stated that all officials still recovering there are planning a soon return as well, including President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
In sadness for the cherished lives lost, as well as those wounded, we pray for all strife to cease and that citizens across the globe may choose to coexist in safety and dignified freedom as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
It is some awakening to some extent that people suddenly find the strength and courage to express what's important in their heart. That is a good sign. And a peaceful protest is not contradict peace-loving and non-violence concept. I would salute their bravery and straightforward honesty in facing mighty power, tanks, guns, missiles, and other weapons with their bare hands and faith in their heart. I wish the sincere people all the best and that they will find what they want, and above all, that they would look into their hearts to seek the root cause of all problems, and that heavens will light their ways forever. And that heaven will also enlighten the leaders to listen to sincere, honest requests from their subject, so that they both will live in peace and in loving cooperation for the sake of their country, to prosper, to be blessed, to be happy forevermore.
Tôi muốn sống thơ ngây, tôi không muốn mỗi ngày nghe súng rền bốm thét. Nhất là vào dịp Tết, tôi muốn mặc áo hoa, tiền lì xì báo đỏ và thêm thật nhiều quà, và được chơi suốt đêm với bạn bè trong xóm, mà không phải ngủ sớm vì sợ lịnh giới nghi. Tôi muốn sống êm đềm, sống chơi thời thơ ấu. Tôi không thích đổ máu, tôi không thích ù tai. Tiếng canh đông đến dài làm tôi thường mất ngủ. Nếu anh có con cháu, về hỏi chúng đi anh, có ai thích chiến tranh?
Dẻo bên trường, học trò dăm đứa chạy gương lãnh mình. Súng gươm sao thật vô tình, dẫm ba người chết thình lình. Không, mấy ngày xác giữa bờ sông, còn linh hồn đã lạc trong kiếp nào. Tôi nhìn thịt nát da hao, không còn buồn hiểu thấp cao.
Let peace be here now.
Two U.S. songwriters remembered. Lyricists Jerry Lieber and Nick Ashford created in different genres, but were both acclaimed for their songs that shaped popular music, and both passed away on Monday, August 22nd, at the ages of 78 and 70, respectively. Rock songwriter Jerry Lieber, in musical partnership with Mike Stoller, produced classic hits like Hound Dog for legendary singer Elvis Presley, as well as others, such as Stand By Me and On Broadway. Meanwhile, Motown lyricist Nick Ashford and his wife, Valerie Simpson, worked with acclaimed musicians of the time, as they wrote and produced for groups like the Supremes, as well as Marvin Gaye and Diana Ross. The two created verses for timeless and uplifting songs, such as Reach Out and Touch, Somebody's Hand, as well as Remember Me. Our heartfelt sympathies to the family and friends of both Jerry Lieber and Nick Ashford, who will be missed even as their creative works continue to be celebrated by many. May their souls rest peacefully in the harmonic realms of the divine.
Save our planet. As of August 23, 2011, farmers in provinces such as Yunnan and Guizhou in China report the loss of rice and vegetable crops to a 2010 drought, which is now stretched into this year, forcing many to cut down on meals and buy food instead of selling their harvests as they have in the past.
Save our planet. New Zealand's Green Party proposes national water quality standards that would require reducing livestock animals as well as chemical fertilizers. toward a goal of cleaning up the country's rivers and lakes so that fish can once again thrive and people can safely swim.
Save our planet. As the sea level rises due to climate change, water in the Mekong Delta of Olac or Vietnam is becoming increasingly salty, with the resultant crop damage threatening the livelihoods of millions of farmers in a region that produces about half of the country's rice.
Warning news. Citing a recent meat recall, the second largest in the nation's history, cardiologist Dr. Jeff Ritterman of California, USA, speaks out in August 2011 against excessive use of antibiotics and factory farming, saying that it is promoting the rapid increase of multiple antibiotic-resistant bacteria and could even be linked to methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus or MRSA, which claims more lives each year than AIDS.
I'm Rio the Rhinoceros, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. Today, I'm going to share a tip on a nutritional food, which is also an eco-friendly choice. Brown rice is an excellent source of manganese and a good source of selenium and magnesium. In addition, it contains protein and dietary fiber. To change it into fortified white rice takes a number of energy-requiring processes. Furthermore, synthetic sources are used to replace the nutrients that have been removed. Enjoy some delicious and healthful brown rice today. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
In world news, South Korea will assist the Democratic Republic of the Congo in reconstruction efforts. During his two-day visit to the Central African country, President of South Korea, His Excellency Lee Myung-bak, reached an accord with President of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, His Excellency Joseph Kabila. The agreement includes collaborative endeavors towards development of the Democratic Republic of the Congo in areas such as building water purification centers and ports. These will be accomplished with the help of the country's abundant natural resources and South Korean technology. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies Lee Myung-bak and Joseph Kabila, for your combined work to enhance the lives of Congolese. May all nations cooperate for the betterment of every global citizen.
In cultural news, Iran plans to publish an encyclopedia on Nowruz, the Persian New Year. The Eco-Cultural Institute in Iran's Islamic Culture and Relations Organization will release an 11-volume reference book. It will document the festivities, rituals, and history of Nowruz, and will also contain a summary in English and Russian. The holiday takes place on the first day of the spring on the solar calendar and is celebrated in a number of countries, including Iran. In 2010, it was registered on the United Nations Education, Scientific, and Cultural Organization list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. Our thankfulness, Eco-Cultural Institute and Iran's Islamic Culture and Relations Organization for highlighting this time-honored tradition. May more intercultural communication and understanding lead to forever harmonious world with Allah's munificent blessings. Coming up, American researchers discover that solar panels can keep a building approximately 38% cooler. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. More delightful news and return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exceptional news for an excellent world. In alternative energy news, American scientists find that solar panels help reduce cooling costs. Using thermal imaging, Dr. Jan Kleisel of the Environmental Engineering Department at the University of California, San Diego, or UCSD, and colleagues discovered that during the daytime, a ceiling under a solar panel could be 3 degrees Celsius cooler than that under a roof, exposed directly to the sun. The researchers also discovered that solar panels on a building located in the UCSD campus prevented approximately 38% of heat from reaching the roof. Furthermore, at nighttime, the solar panels can serve as thermobarriers to decrease heat loss from the building. Kudos, Dr. Jan Kleisel and team, for your wonderful news. May the shift to green energies, accompanied by the low-emissions vegan diet, be embraced by all global citizens for a flourishing Earth.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Basa, a language spoken in Liberia and Sierra Leone, entitled Divorce Explanation.
Muwara abikirle ambos bongwa, abitong lenkez minka indakbanki hene minka, mwawem alimbebe mebijekbilam. Behe, abe ayibil kwem gwe bijekire ninye anuye gwoiju. Mbuha, abe ayon kwem giyibil. Atimbizi kirendabli suni. Mangira mansuk tohala abibong habi. Abi yigile mekar niga meheme la libna lambu.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Veggie Pancit Palabok from the Philippines on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Nice information on how to make pancit palabok. Hornet from Canada.
Love it all. Bear and Rainbow from the United States.
Greetings, Hornet, Bear, and Rainbow. Thank you for your positive comments. Please enjoy this delectable Philippine dish and other ethnic vegan delights. With love and divine blessings to you and the generous people of Canada and the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven guide your sacred journey on earth.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union is donating 1 million euros to support projects providing water and other sanitation facilities in Pakistan's Balochistan province, which is expected to benefit 400,000 people in Jafarabad and Zab districts.
Affirming its commitment to halting conflict and achieving regional peace, North Sudan's government announces a 2-week unilateral truce in South Kordofan state.
Oscar-winning U.S. actress and UN Goodwill Ambassador Angelina Jolie visits Croatia's Brijuni Island, where she meets with Croatian President Ivo Josipovic to discuss the problem of the country's remaining landmines and actions to speed their removal.
Over 60,000 attend the Janmashtami festival in Hertfordshire, UK, for the celebration of Hindu deity Lord Krishna's birth, with music, dancing, and free vegetarian food in an atmosphere intended to promote shared understanding and respect.
As lightning ignited a fire in the Virgin Group founder Sir Richard Branson's home in the Caribbean, visiting Oscar-winning British actress Kate Winslet carried Sir Richard's 90-year-old mother to safety as flames began to engulf the house. For her swift and caring action, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Kate Winslet with the Shining World Heron Award.
Researchers at Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, USA, develop a new lower limb prosthetic with powered knee and ankle joints that work in unison, making it easier for amputees to walk, sit, stand, and go up and down.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.